Today's episode is brought to you by AutoGems, a detailer's best friend.
I fucking love JTM!
Good morning, everybody. Or afternoon,
or evening, or night time.
Just hello.
Yeah. I think it's fine to say the time that you are actually recording at.
Yeah. It is fine.
I'm not presuming that they're all listening.
Everybody understands, don't they, that you're not recording at the time that you're listening.
No.
Yeah.
Lisa got tit on with me.
Oh, does she ever not?
Let's talk about...
Which one?
Truck
Sex
Fest, right?
Baby.
All
right.
Truck Fest Lincoln.
2024, baby.
Lisa wanted to come to Truck Fest.
Fuck off.
Lisa wants to come to Convoy.
Ruiner.
We want to camp Truck Fest.
Yes.
I'm not camping Convoy.
No.
Right. So I said to Lisa, look, I'm going to do Truck Fest with Pod. I said, we're going to take trucks. We're going to stop over. You can come to Convoy because Convoy's a lot more interesting.
Can't
there's none at rides and all that bollocks that were at Truck Fest.
Oh, there is. We just didn't go there.
We didn't go there. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why doesn't she just go on like a day ticket?
Why don't she go with her, mate?
She did say that, but she doesn't drive.
Why isn't she driving yet? She drives, doesn't she?
No, she doesn't drive.
She's not done a test.
She did it and failed and then just went, fuck this, I'm not doing it again.
Lisa! Pull your
off.
Thumb out your arse.
It's because it would towards end of all COVID bollocks and all things were massive.
Full.
And a theory. See, because when we did ours, if you failed your test, you could go home and book another.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that anymore. No. You have to go like 6 weeks or whatever before you can even try and book another.
Right.
But during that period of time and the time added on to get a test, a theory had run out.
Isn't that just because of the amount of people?
I think so. So she went back to square one. So she went, I'm not fucking doing it all again. Fucked it off.
Well, it's up to you then, innit?
Yeah.
Pass your test
so,
to Lincoln.
So I said, I'm doing Lincoln with boys and we're going to go and do camping and we're going to go and do pod records and we're going to go and do everything that we're doing. I said, and Truck Fest, they're exactly the same as they fucking always have been with monster trucks and stuff like that. Unless you're actually interested in trucks or being with the group of people, there's no actually they're different to any other Truck Fest going on throughout the country and however many years it's been.
Convoy standalone, isn't it?
Convoy is better.
More of a festival.
Yeah, that's better for taking kids and stuff because all racing going on and it's paddock and.
Yeah.
And so I said, you'd be better there. I says, we can keep kids more interested there because of racing and everything. I says, so you come to that one. We'll go for a day for that one.
Is the racing every time at Convoy?
Yeah.
Is that what? Because I thought it would just happen to be.
No, that's they sync it up on. Because when we were talking about the truck racing, and I'm like, oh, we need to go and watch truck racing. We'll go to this one because it's there in August. I just didn't know that it was at the Convoy was at the same time. Convoy in the park. Although the Convoy in the park is at different places.
Yeah.
They do it at different tracks, don't they? There's one in Wales, I think they did.
Wiggins.
A few weeks before the one that we went to.
And I think that if Lisa and kids are with me at Convoy, there's no rush to go home. You can stay late.
Yeah.
Like, we were like, oh, I've got to go now because family's been at home all day. I've got to get back. Whereas if they're there with me, we'll just fucking stay as long as we stay.
How old's Jess?
Jess probably won't come. She's 16. She probably won't
16,
come.
16, so she can drive, yeah. She can drive Lisa.
She can't drive.
She can't drive at 16.
17.
What?
17
driving. She's not 16 now?
17.
I thought they knocked it down.
So she can drive a moped, but I'm not all getting on moped.
Well, Phoebe will.
Yeah. So that's the plan for it. I'm looking forward to Convoy. Lisa and Phoebe might do me head in. but
why?
Truck Fest's just going to be us, innit?
Why would Lisa do your head in?
No, Lisa probably won't do me head in. It'll be Phoebe that'll do me head in. Then when Lisa's had enough for her, Lisa will start doing me head in.
Yeah, cause she'll be moaning.
Because she'll be like, sort her out now, because I've had enough for her. And then it's on me then.
And you're like, Soz, I'm meeting my fans.
Yeah, this is it.
She just want to come so you don't sign any more boobs.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. she's my security.
Is she?
Yeah.
Phoebe?
No, both of them.
Phoebe will be.
I'm at Premier and Ivy's walking in front of me, just like palming people out of the way.
Security.
Just so I can walk in a straight line down.
Yeah, you can get those little pretend earpieces, can't you?
I'm a big deal.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. So that's my plan for them two. Bucksfest, I think we're going to go to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go to that one. But that, again, that'll just be like a family day trip, probably.
Talking about Lincoln. Kieran came up with the idea of, in the back of his rigid, doing the recording side of
set
things.
Set it up as like a studio. So, good idea, that, isn't it?
Yeah, because last time we were obviously...
windswept.
Thrown together, weren't it? And it was dead windy.
Yeah, yeah.
So... I think doing it inside of his little curtain side, inside a curtain cider.
Yeah.
Where's that from?
I don't know.
Does anybody know?
I've never heard of that before.
I don't know where that's from.
How many will be inside the curtain cider?
All of us. There'll be like five.
All of us inside the curtain cider.
Bloody five hell. Inside a curtain cider.
Whoa! Fucking it's gonna get smelly.
Well, if it gets smelly, it might be...
Look out for his flag as well, because that is going to be oystered up there. On Wobbly's IAB, innit?
Yeah.
Ret up Iron Sky.
Yeah, we'll be repping, worth that up.
Repping and his man club as usual.
Yeah.
Get
I think
a nice
Dan,
group together.
Dan's coming, isn't he?
Yeah.
So I think we'll get a nice group together.
Everyone together in on bees.
We've got his own personal tattoo artist
so
coming along. That's,
who's fucking who? Are we not doing a sex video? Is it? Is that just because we're doing it in a curtain? We're not actually shagging each other.
We'll see what the night brings, but obviously
I'm not allowed to get bummed. That's Felicia only.
The more beer that we consume, you can't say never.
Well,
I don't think I want to get bummed.
You can't say never.
I don't think I think if I were doing it, I wouldn't want to do it for the first time in trailer.
You don't want me bumming you.
No, I don't want you bumming me. You're right.
You'd bum, and the person would also get a blowjob at the same time.
Just coming out with.
Yeah. You'd be getting a blowjob.
Funnily enough, I've just had an email from Truckfest.
Oh, go on.
I'd be
tell
ferocious
us.
As well.
Pray tell.
So don't miss the brand new Lincoln Truckfest.
Ooh, we won't.
Come and be a part of Europe's biggest trucking festival with thousands of incredible truck entries. Special guest Ice Road Trucker, Todd Dewey.
Ooh, that's exciting.
I still love Ice Road Truckers.
It's not the one with the boobs, though, is it? So no one cares.
Car crushing monster trucks.
Yeah, it's in.
Death-defying stunt bike action.
Seen him, he's funny. He's from Manchester.
Live music and family entertainment, massive industry stands and showcases, a wide variety of trade stands, delicious food and drink, and so much more.
Delicious food and drink that costs you the fucking earth.
I like Truckfest. I like Truckfest, but that's exactly the fucking same as it has been for the last however many years and however many shows.
It has cost just described
Truckfest. Just change it up. We know that the biking ain't death-defying. They literally like go up a couple of ramps. I wouldn't want to do it myself.
It'd die though.
I wouldn't want to do it myself.
Josh, it's to entice people that have never been before.
Never been.
Yeah, but these people that do go all the time.
Only go for crack.
I suppose.
Smack, crack, heroin.
Fet.
Fitamin. Mushrooms. You know, shrooms.
Now, this might be controversial.
Possibly.
I don't like monster trucks.
What?
Oh.
They are so fucking noisy.
Yeah, that's best bit.
No. The two noisy.
They're noisy. Get your ear defenders off.
That's my ears. That's my ears.
Take a
I don't like
them.
I don't fucking like them. You can hear it once and go, oh, yeah, that's pretty cool, isn't it? But then that's it. You don't need to hear it.
Yeah, but
it
you're
all
not
day.
Asked about that kind of thing.
No.
I could watch a Mustang rolling, like, fucking blowing past me. Whoa, proper V8 Mustang fucking screaming my ears.
Won't
I love
care.
That.
I saw a car the other day with a good number plate.
I thought.
It said J888AG.
Jag.
Oh, no, it said 888GXF. Oh, right. That's a proper brownie number plate, that.
That would be good, that, wouldn't it?
Jag.
Just didn't need to buy an XF.
Do you remember?
Do you
remember the episode of Grand Tour where the first said Jag?
No.
No. Did they not say it in Top Gear years ago?
I don't know. Top Gear thing.
Oh, well,
I think it was.
Because I was at that days. Recording.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, I just thought I'd bring that up.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been first time.
Would it not?
No. Oh. I like old pictures, Jeremy Kyle.
You're a cunt. You're a cunt.
You're a lying cunt. The Jeremy Clarkson puts
ring
on his
Graham.
Insta. He puts him and James May, like, where you know where they've had photos, all three of them?
Yeah.
And they're fucking making Amund like right small, so like it's like they're taking a kid out with them. It's very funny, isn't it?
It's very funny, though.
It's not. I don't think it's Jeremy doing it.
I enjoyed the first Grand Tours.
I've enjoyed all of it.
Last ones I weren't keen.
I like the specials. I do like.
You know what they are. They're all fake and
they are fake as fuck. But them three at best three.
They're funny. Yeah,
yeah, they are.
They're still funny. They just crash into each other and go, "Ah, it's not."
Yeah, yeah. It's funny though, isn't it?
It is funny. It has always
been.
It is
funny though.
Dead funny though, isn't it?
Dead funny.
Dead funny.
Remember when Tiffany Dell used to be on Top Gear?
Oh, that weren't funny, were it?
It weren't as funny. No. It was more about the cars,
yeah,
weren't it?
Yeah.
Just when them clowns
were
together.
When the car show became a car. That's when a car show were a car show.
Fifth Gear, remember that?
Yeah, that's when they split, isn't it?
That on like Channel 5.
Yeah, that was shit.
That's when Tiffany Dell kind of went.
I bet that's when Brownie loved it.
Oh, definitely.
Talking about the actual cars.
I don't care.
I
didn't mind Fifth Gear because it had Jason Plato in it.
What were the guy though?
Jason Statham.
What were the guy though that...
What's Bird called?
The presenter, little guy, dark hair.
Nowadays. From
Fifth Gear. He had a car place in Sheffield. Oliver used to work for him. Can't remember his name.
You're on about Mike Brewer.
Brewer, that's it. Oliver used to work for him and drive his Mustang around because he didn't want it sat in garage. So we're like, just take that out, Oliver.
I like Mike.
Yeah.
I've met him before.
Have you?
Nice. Yeah.
We were near Bramall Lane. Down road from Bramall Lane is Dingwa.
There's one near Arena now. Like when we go into Shirecliffe, there's Mike Brewer's Motors there. It's got a few garages about.
Yeah, nice.
Nice guy. I like that program he did. We had China and that when they bought them and flipped them.
Yeah.
Bought some and fixed them and went them. Did you ever watch them?
No.
I do see stuff every now and again on like Insta. You know when people like, I bought this car for like, I don't know, £6,000. I don't even know if it runs. And then they do like a intense wash. And then fix engine up and then go, oh, it's now worth £30,000.
Yeah. I think I have seen it. It buys a cheap old hot hatch or something.
Yeah.
And then does it up, changes all things.
Yeah, something that's a bit culturally significant. Yeah,
in with air.
It used to be Ed China, but it used to be Ed China, which is like got grey air and Mike Brewer. Yeah.
Is that Mike Brewer?
Mike Brewer's the smaller one who like does the dealing. And he
round
comes
face.
Back. Yeah.
All right.
And he comes back and gives it to Ed China. Yeah. They've got a different guy in it now.
Yeah.
I think they fell out.
Yeah.
But Ed China's like that. You know when you see like a sofa rolling down the road?
Rusty Richards. Is that what it were called?
No.
No, something like that though.
Yeah. It was me. That's like the theme tune. What were they called? I don't know what it's called. It's still going on now anyway. Yeah, but
on
we're like just a
Dave
different
or
mechanic.
Something.
Yeah,
it's on Dave, isn't
it? That kind of thing. But it is just have a different mechanic. But Ed China is like a guy who made it like a sofa car and the rolling fridge car and all that.
Did he make that shed?
The shed, yeah.
I thought that was one of Guy Martin.
No.
What did Guy Martin do?
Rides motorbikes.
No, I know he ruined. But didn't he make something that were like rapid that shouldn't be rapid?
Yeah, a tranny.
Oh yeah, tranny van. Yeah.
Transit.
Tranny. A fucking tranny.
No, it's a transit, not a transvestite.
Why just riding some, riding some girl with a dick down the street fast as fuck.
Oh, motherfucker.
We're seeing.
That's not the gear stick.
We're seeing Guy Martin at, when Jeff did a track day at Cadwell.
You said we seen him.
As in me.
Who's
and Jeff.
We?
Me, Jeff, and Charlotte.
I didn't see him.
No,
me, Neves. Me, Neves.
He says he'll come like in a tranny, dead incognito.
I'm not coming in no tranny.
I'm not. You don't know what you get.
If you're Guy Martin, you can.
Thailand don't matter, but yeah, I ain't coming in no tranny.
Why not? Oh, shall I say this about my CPC?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. No, I'm going to steer clear
pussy
of that one. Just in case.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You did have the logo on.
Yeah, you did advertise the pod, I suppose.
So, yeah, don't say it.
Yeah, just in case. Yeah.
Just in timber case.
Yeah, never mind. Anyway, cars.
You digress.
Cars are boring.
No, they're not. Cars are great.
Cars are shit.
Mine fucking old
dead
car
shiny.
Shows.
Dead shiny, man.
Still. Was it shiny last week?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah.
My van's not shiny anymore. Still got new tyres.
On a Friday, I have to take Phoebe to dancing. But it's a 45-minute dance session that's 10 minutes away from my house.
Oh, God.
So you've got 10 minutes there, 10 minutes back, then 10 minutes back again. It's pointless going home. So instead of just sitting outside on my phone, I go and get car washed.
You took it to immigrants.
I did take it to immigrants. £6 and they've done the right job.
They do, don't they?
Fucking they do, though, don't they, though?
Cost me a tenner if I take it to the immigrants.
When yeah, Cosvam.
Don't you open your door and then wipe around your sills?
No, he didn't do
cheers,
that.
Cheers, mate. That'll be £7 and gives you
a shit air freshener.
They usually do sills and they didn't do it this time. They've done all wheels on that, though, with acid cleaner and stuff.
You know what annoys me when they open the door and close it? They never close fucking door, right?
Not proper.
So it's because they don't want to slam them.
I know, you've got to open the cunt and slam it again.
It gets me when they go like that, wave you forward. Like, you know,
yeah, you can't
fingers.
See when
you
got you can't soap see when it's all covered
can't really
in soap.
See. You're like, is this going? And then they go, boom! And you're like, shit.
Watch my toes.
You only moved me like 3 inches.
When they open door and clean sills, but kids are in back.
Yeah. Oh, and they make a right awkward type. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you okay? And like, huh, yeah.
Yeah, just open door, wipe sill, and fuck off.
Hello, are you okay?
Hey, there's one at Conisbury that opens your boot and cleans around your boot lid.
Oh.
So I always think I'm going to go with someone tied up in boot. So that'd be good fun, that, wouldn't it? Or a gun or something.
I'd be
in
a tie.
Would you?
I'd be a
but
tie,
I haven't got
yeah.
a car with a boot.
Do they not open your back doors?
No, not on van, no.
Oh, we should do that. Especially,
we'll have to do
yeah,
it in his then.
Could do it in mine.
Could do it in yours,
of space,
couldn't we?
Yeah.
I'd do that, mate.
Imagine that. They fucking offered to wipe that
looking
and there's somebody there.
Fucking mirror it.
What are they going to do? Are they just going to... Are they just going to go, sorry, mate, and shut boot? Yeah. Or are they going to help you
try
get
and
out?
Save you?
You're like, call the police.
Do it in it.
What would your instinct
do?
Do
it in a white vest.
Instincts be?
Surely it'd be like to attack the driver.
White vest and baggy boxer shorts, or would it be a Mr. Chow type of thing?
Yeah. But if you think if there's a fucking immigrant kid fucking sat there in shit jeans wiping that thinking, I'm not getting involved in this, I'm getting like £4 a day. I'm
should
not
do
doing
like,
this.
Yeah, should do a Mr. Chow and just jump out and beat fuck out of him with a crowbar.
Or just as soon as he offers boot, thank you, fucking run away.
Yeah. We should
then,
definitely
then you
do up that.
And driving, well, fucking hell, mate, you've let him out.
Yeah, chase him back. If you had two people, a driver and a passenger, and then
what if you
and then whoever's in boot fucking gets up with you, your hands are tied. As soon as he opens boot, fucking crawl out, fall on the floor. Do you be in
what
your
if
pants
you,
or something?
What if
leg it down the street?
Yeah. What if you
get
what
out?
If you had no clothes on and just jumped out and just went full pelt down the street?
You can't have no clothes because the family car behind you.
Yeah.
But yeah,
well,
this is
a pair of pants then.
Gotta jump on
a pair of boxers and a white vest.
We should do this.
I think we should
I
do
think
this.
This, is a plan.
This should be fucking hilarious.
Water tower in Conisbury.
We need someone with a camera though, because obviously.
Oh, that'd be funny as fuck.
Two people go.
Yeah.
Two cars. Car in front as the victim.
Yeah, has it videoed.
And car
runs
back,
it back
as a camera.
Cost us £15 in car washing.
Nah, it'll only cost a fiver for first car, because after that we'll just fucking drive.
The one could just run off.
That'd be proper funny.
That would, wouldn't it? Who's going to jump out? I think it should be Matt.
Well, see,
his acting
fat people running up.
Josh
you,
has
so.
Already said he will be the jump outer.
Yeah, but yeah. Imagine him trying to like, get out of boot, and he's like, oh, and like, oh, my knee.
No,
get him tied up, because tied up with a butt plug in.
I ain't got. I ain't got to climb over a thing in.
There's no lip.
No, I could just
like,
slide
just gonna
out.
Roll out. Roll out onto the floor.
You've not got a tow bar, have you? Break me back.
With a gimp mask on. Also.
Yeah. Or even better, yeah, with a gimp mask would be funny, wouldn't
your
it?
Arsehole on
one of them fucking ball gags.
And a used Johnny on the side or something.
Just stuck. That
would
be
cost
really
a lot
funny.
Of money, this.
It'd be funny as fuck, though, wouldn't it?
Right. Have to use some
of
Patreon money.
Got a bunch of, don't we know a bunch of midgets?
Content.
Get like three or four midgets to jump out.
I don't know any midgets.
There's
well,
like
I know Andrew.
I don't know. We could do Andrew and Sean.
Yeah. It's like happy and dopey.
Paint them blue, they can be Smiths. Yeah. Go on, what are you going to say?
It's like a jackass, isn't it? We Preston and Wee Man.
Yeah, Wee Man, he's kicking himself in the head.
Yeah. Oh, when Wee Man walks into a bog and then Preston walks out, or vice versa.
The only problem with there with recording it is that you'd have to get behind that one.
Yeah, we
have
both
to split
turn
you
in.
Into two lanes, don't they?
No, this is just a single lane. Since you're going in from this end into Conisbury, it's the first fucking place on left hand side. It's like an old entrance to a quarry. It's there. We'd be fuming if we went in and they didn't do bullet though. Set it all up and then they didn't open boot.
Yeah.
Last time I went,
if we did
I had
that,
a car.
You'd have to do it from inside.
Yeah, yeah. just as he stood at back door, just press button and let it come up.
Yeah, or just let the person who's calling next one forward. Yeah.
Whoa!
And then somebody runs past him.
Public service announcement. Anyone local, Doncaster, Sheffield, Rotherham, that knows a car wash place that opens your boot, get in touch and tell us what it is. Yeah.
You'd have to be a driver, I think, because you'd be good at going, fucking hell, mate, you've let him out.
Run after you with your fucking gun.
Yeah, that'd be funny, that.
Do you think we could do it in Brownies, then? I could beat Gimp, because I could run.
Yeah, but how reliable is it to get to petrol station, to get to car wash?
You might need to go to garage first.
It'd be easier in a saloon-type car.
Do you think?
Yeah, than an hatchback.
Because you slide
an estate
thing over on estate, don't you?
If you're locked in boot in an estate, you could climb off it back anyway, couldn't you? I'm thinking into it too.
You don't have to think into it that much.
They won't be thinking that.
Because you could have one of them dog things. Bar things.
I've got a net. Yeah, I've got one of them nets.
Stop dogs going over. Yeah. That'd be right funny. We should do this.
We'll do that then.
It'd be one of the funniest fucking TikTok or Instagram videos you'd ever see, wouldn't it?
We'll do that. That'd be funny.
And then right at end of video, it just goes.
What's theme that? Tune. It's theme tune.
Yeah, it's theme tune, yeah.
All right.
I think it's a theme tune.
Rupert the Bear or something. I didn't know what he
was Rupert.
Rupert the Bear.
Hey, I'm 5 hours here.
Rupert the Bear. You're looking at your phone like you want to say something. What are you going to say?
I'm just looking at it. Because we've got Shaggany, so when we had one.
Shall we do it?
Yeah. Should we do Shaggany now? After we've just had all that laughing. It's not a serious one, is it?
Not particularly, no.
We're all right then.
Shaggany Uncle. Okay, that's from archives, isn't it?
Missed that, yeah.
Okay. Dave says,
Dave!
I'm planning my funeral. I'm joking.
All right,
I'm joking.
Dave.
I'm joking.
David.
Right. Hi, guys. I'm Matt.
So he's not called Dave.
Not this. No, I'll lie him. All right. We said about it being
Hi, Matt. I'm Matt,
humorous.
Too.
He's a Matt. You're a Matt.
Everyone's a Matt. Matt.
What type of a Matt is he, though?
A gay one. Bath Matt, I think.
1T, 2T.
No, he's a bath mat.
He's got two T's, yeah. He's not,
I'm a doormat.
I identify as a bath mat.
It's not a floor mat. Hi, guys. I'm Matt.
Same
and I live just outside Peterborough. I'm class 2, just moved up to class 1, and it's relatively hard going for me. I don't really get the practice time, and I'm someone who often needs it. I don't get things straight away. Something I have noticed is the way absolutely no one will assist me if they see me struggling to reverse in a lorry park or services or even on a bay where some are crazy close together. They can't be, yeah. I've seen people with their phones out looking for me to mess up. I thought truck drivers were like a huge squad on the same side. Well,
you used to be, didn't
definitely
it?
Thought wrong. I was very wrong, as it appears. Any tips on the reverse side of things? I love the podcast. I've binged all the episodes over the last week, and I'm off to your shop now.
Ooh.
Matt Dempsey, 32 and a half.
Right. So before we get into it, what you're witnessing there, Matt, is a real-life professional Facebook... professional HEV drivers on Facebook fucking scenario.
I'm not allowed on that one.
No, banned on that one. Because, yeah, you're right. No fucker will help you.
They won't.
Though some will, but you can...
So, yeah, the ones... You know what I see to notice helping is foreign guys.
Foreign guys do help.
Unnecessarily, they'll help.
If you're
help,
backing into a bay, into a spay at, like, Birchhanger, a foreign guy will always
get out and
watch
always.
You.
See, I think... trouble is that a lot of people have had it thrown back in the face and now go, I ain't fucking doing that.
Not bothering.
Yeah, but it's them cunts like it says waiting with a phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no need for that, is there?
If you see someone struggling,
straight on that Facebook
page. What I tend to do is, I'm not one of these that'll jump out and go, yeah, mate, I'll give you an hand, you need me to watch you this time. I won't do that because I think you do what you're doing. If you fuck it up, I'm not bothered. Just don't hit me truck. Like, if it takes you 20 shunts, if it gets to a point where they are, you can physically see them sweating and panicking, then at that point, I'll go, do you need an hand, mate? Do you need me to help you watch your back? Or do you need me to stand on the other side?
See that corner.
Yeah, I'll do that. But I will never watch somebody fuck it up, like, twice and then go, oh, yeah, mate, I'll fucking help you. Because then that pressure's on then. when I first started, you'd get people going, oh, do you need me to fucking put that on for you? And you're like, no, mate, just fuck off and leave me alone and I'll get it.
Yeah.
Like, so you've got to try and get that balance in between of just let them try and do it a little bit. And if they're proper struggling, then I'll come and help.
I think it's if it looks like somebody's done a few shunts or you can see that the angles aren't right and you can see that somebody isn't as prolifically efficient at reversing as some of us may be with more practice. Yeah, yeah. I'd say, like the foreign guys tend to do, they won't walk fucking 20 trucks down to do it. They'll be watching your back if they're the truck next to you.
Mm.
So if people just see people like in that situation and you're that truck next to them, just go out and do it anyway.
Yeah.
Regardless.
I have done before when I'm the one next to them. If they're trying to do it opposite to me.
If for any other sake, from not to scratch your truck.
Yeah,
I think that's more what it is with foreigners because it's the hassle that they'd get from a foreign insurance company.
Mm.
So it is better to protect their own kit, but it's hard because I want to get out and I want to help somebody, but I don't want to put pressure on them or make them feel a dick. Or chances are, I'd go, do you need that, mate? And they go, no, fuck off.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, fucking, that's me then.
Yeah, I don't think they'd say that, though.
My luck, it fucking would do.
Yeah.
Thing but is as well, this phase where you are struggling won't last forever.
It won't.
Yeah, it's just that extra pressure.
Even now,
well,
though,
yeah.
I mean, I've been driving them for 15 years, and even now, you get sometimes and you go, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. I'm gonna struggle getting out of this. Or, I mean, fair enough, we do go into some fucking mental little places.
Yeah.
But you do go, right, I really don't know what I'm going to do here. Just take a fucking minute, take a breather, and just go, right, I'll start again. Get out and have a look. And even if it's just to reset yourself. But the whole thing that I were taught about reversing is get it as straight as possible. 95% of it is your first positioning.
That's how we're going to say this.
If you get your positioning wrong from beginning,
it's just making life fucked. A lot harder. Yeah.
Other day, he doesn't listen, does he, Steve? Yeah. Other day, I were in yard. Steve comes in. He needed to get in that bay next to the container. So he tried getting straight onto it. Impossible. He couldn't do it. So then he forced himself round onto his blind side, tried blindsiding in, couldn't do it. When in actual fact, what he should have done, he's drove straight into bottom bays and just done a 90-degree turn. And he'd have been straight in it in one. Eventually, when I'd fucked off over to other side, been in office and come out and still saw him reversing, that's what he eventually did.
Uh-huh.
And that all comes from getting your positioning right at the beginning.
Make life as easy as possible to start with.
Try and get it as straight as possible.
You're not going to get no award for just fucking trying to blindside something a lot harder that you don't need to be in. If exactly, there's bays on your right, don't try and stick one in on your left.
No.
And just
make it easy.
Just go fucking as slow as you fucking can.
Do you know what I usually do is get truck moving and then take my foot off at pedal and just let it crawl itself round. Don't touch accelerator. Just let it crawl itself round and then it'll keep at a nice steady pace. Because he's quite new, I don't know if he knows about the crawler mode.
Probably not.
You can flick him into crawler mode and it'll make him go an even slower speed. Yeah. It'll just be a nice steady constant pace.
You can't rev over it either. It don't go above.
No,
it won't. Your accelerator's like cut off, isn't it?
Yeah. So try crawler mode. I mean, some of them have a little turtle. I think the DAFs have got turtle.
What?
The little turtle on the turtle
that we've earned today.
Turtle.
She's turtly fit.
Yeah.
So when I first started my reversing, I used to pull into services and think, fucking hell, I ain't even going to try and reverse into that. And just fucking fuck off. But I'll always, even still now, I'll try and choose a space that's got space around
it. The easiest one.
Yeah. Well,
sometimes it's harder, though. If you pick three empty bays and you go in for the middle one, that's sometimes harder than parking next to another truck.
You've got room for error. Yeah, but it's different if you're backing onto a bay at an RDC or something. Yeah, I get that is...
Yeah, especially if everyone's in the truck.
You have to go to that.
Yeah.
Go on bay 19, it's one in corner, it's hardest one. Everyone's in the trucks, everyone's looking at you.
If you're going to take a shunt... Take a full shunt. Don't just try and move it a little bit and think, oh, I can use just that little bit. Take a full shunt, go all the way forward and all the way back.
Yeah, don't do too far.
Sometimes, even when I know I'm not going to hit the bay, I'll keep going back because it gives me a better shunt forward.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you'll go as far back as you can without hitting out, and then it gives you all that room in front of you to like rectify your mistake.
Yeah. It'll just come with time. You just
it will do.
Same with rigid stuff. It's you just got to get used to it bending a lot of time. An Arctic's easier than a rigid.
I went rigid the other day and fucking curbed it loads of times because the trailer don't come around same.
It's not got a trailer.
It's not got a trailer. No, what I meant to say is the trailer of the Arctic don't come around the same as the rigid that I was in. So I were expecting trailer to follow me round and it didn't, and it fucking kept mounting.
Because them back wheels turn on our rigid.
They're fuckers on our ones.
They catch you out. But I did years in rigids and then came here and started on Arctics. Yeah, it is hard, but it's you get used to
it's
it.
It's just practicing.
About practicing.
If he's on general haulage and got RDCs, he'll do plenty of reversing.
Yeah.
And sometimes, even when you're in the services or whatever, and it's empty, choose a reverse instead of just driving in one, just for practice.
Yeah. So, any tips on the reverse side of things? Right. So the tips. Right. What's your? Give him some tips.
Get it as straight as you can to begin with, and put it in crawler mode.
Yeah.
Matthew.
Don't be afraid of shunting.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 shunt as many times as you want. Take as much room forward that you can. If you're not going to make it in, like Josh said earlier on, if you're not going to make it in the first reverse and you know you're not going to hit out, reverse back as much as you can to give yourself more room to go forward.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. I think also, if you can find a situation where, say, you're in a truck stop and there's like some bins or some empty spaces or something like that, try it at different times. If you've got like 10 minutes driving time before you need them to having a break and stuff, gear send that little bit of different, hitting it at different angles, coming at, spinning it around and hitting it at blindside and stuff. I found with me personally is when I went onto Arctics, at Caligas was my first proper Arctic job other than agency. A lot of those Cali yards are so small and fucking horrendous to get into. Sometimes you're having to like break the neck just to get the trailer in. You've got an inch space either side. To drop it, pick empty up, move it round back. Then you move your full one in, and it were fucking horrendous. The things that you had to get into, but made me better.
Can you remember Tangerine we used to do at Blackpool?
Yeah,
can you remember that one?
Yeah, that was Barley,
dead hard.
Yeah,
I went there for the first time on my own, and I must have dropped the trailer, moved my unit, and picked trailer up 3 times to get it on because I just could not reverse it on. And it was that tight.
You had to put it on at an angle with it, didn't
you? You had to get it on at 90 degrees, but you had to get it. There were no like room to shunt forward. To if you weren't getting it, you had to go back to 90 degrees and do again.
Yeah.
And until I got used to it, the first time I went, I must have dropped truck, took unit out, gone straight and gone under and then tried shunting again because I got myself in that much of a fucking pickle.
I mean, there is ways around it, but
if you work for a big company, he doesn't say who he works for, does he? If you work for a big company that has like an assessor or something like that, if you've got a day where you're nearly finished, just say that you need a bit of practice with assessor and they'll give you tips and they'll stand at side here and tell you what to look for and things like that.
I'll just get some cones.
Yeah, big companies don't want the stuff hitting. Well, little companies don't want the stuff hitting. So if you tell them that you're struggling, they will give you some help.
Yeah, just need practice in different situations.
But as for relying on people to come and help you and not take videos of you, it's fucking world that we live in, mate, dog shit. It's going to happen.
It is now, isn't it? A lot of it's coming back on people, though, isn't it, now? It's gone past that bend now where everyone's trying to narc on each other. Now it's the point where people are narking and then everyone's automatically on them like, well, what are you fucking trying to grass him up for?
It is on turnaround, but it is still there, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's something that needs to disappear because it's wank.
Did you see a picture of Travis Perkins the other day parked on some double yellows?
Yeah.
And somebody calling him a twat.
Yeah, and it got proper shot down.
And he got fucking ripped to bits, because he'd put like twat on picture.
Yeah.
Travis Perkins truck. Fucking signs on side on double yellows, flashing lights, hazards on. Is like we were near
a bus
stop.
His delivery point?
Yeah. Clearly fucking what,
right.
Or they put size down to make it look like it was delivery
point. It had originally come from one of those pages like parking like an idiot in Avonmouth or something like that.
Yeah, and everyone just fucking ripped them to bits. Like, it's clearly making a delivery, you cunt. Yeah, he's fucking doing his job. Fucking
business, you dickhead.
I just think your house were built. Not bad.
This is it, innit?
That well works.
Fuck you.
But mate, it'll come, mate. Just keep practicing and you'll get there eventually. And then one day you'll be helping somebody else and saying, these lads on this podcast once told me to do this. And it fucking worked a treat.
Changed my life.
And that's why we're the Shaggy Uncles.
This is it.
And then I bought loads of stuff from the shop, joined the Patreon.
And what you'll do is you'll pull into somewhere one day and you'll have to do this reverse and you'll nail it first time. And then a woman that stood at side of you who's had to wait for you to nail this reverse will look at you and go, oh my God, he's a god. And then she'll jump on you and then you'll start a wicked life. And then you'll think, oh, I'll go in there and get her a bar of chocolate, and you end up getting a lottery ticket, and you'll win fucking lottery.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, you're a fucking millionaire with a hot woman.
And remember
all because you fucking nailed that reverse on that warehouse.
Give us some quid.
And you'll just go, JTA changed my life.
Yeah.
We have that effect on people.
Yeah. We expect, really, that you have some sort of tattoo done.
Yeah. That's just how we roll nowadays.
But you need to keep your truck clean and your wheels and stuff.
You do.
What do you do that with?
What would you use it with?
Well, should we have a word from a sponsor?
Oh, that's a good idea, man.
Let's have a word from these. So, AutoGems. With years of experience in the industry, AutoGems has built a solid reputation for providing customers with the finest car washing products in the UK. Their commitment to quality and customer satisfaction sets them apart from anyone else. And I tell you what, they are
really good, aren't they?
When the first started, they sent us all sample packs, didn't they? So we gave them a bit of a mention then, and I've used all mine since. But they are fucking great.
Yeah, I got mine from Joshua. What's the bits that he didn't use? I didn't get a full one to send, but the bits that I have used, the smaller bottles, fucking ace.
You've got to get on it. You've just got to go on the website auto-gems.co.uk and
hyphen.
Yeah, the stuff is fucking out of this world.
It is really good. I like that.
They're my new fave.
They're my new after Mr. Snow Foam.
They've got a really good detailing set. I've seen it with all the sets.
They've got all the sets.
All the stuff.
Everything you need. Everything.
There's more things you need.
Yeah. Fucking right good.
Very
so
good.
Nice. So nice.
Personal recommendation. They need to do a chrome cleaner for all.
Even though it is car stuff, you can use it on your truck. Obviously, they don't do a chrome thing, but get it bought, get it in your truck. Get interior cleaner, your smellers.
Yeah, you brown, buy some, put it in your lorry,
so I can make it all nice and shiny.
And you, in fact, both of you.
Why don't you shut up?
Well sorted, scrubbers. Get it done.
Anyway, so autogems.co.uk. Get on it, get it bought. We'll see there.
AutoGems.
No.
AutoGems,
get some stuff and polish your stuff up.
Let me tell you something funny.
Clean stuff.
Let me tell you something funny.
AutoGems.co.uk.
Tell us
something funny in a minute.
Best be funny.
Oh, go on, tell us now.
There were a massive accident in Chesterfield.
Wow, that sounds hilarious.
Hilarious.
Yeah. How many people died?
Big accident. Funny. I don't know how many people died. Right, but air ambulance got called.
Shut
this road and air ambulance came in and landed.
Right.
Lisa's mum's in Chesterfield a lot.
Right.
Have I mentioned Lisa's mum before?
Yeah.
Bit of a fucking nana.
You love her.
Right, bit of a fucking nana. And other house, a bit of a nana and all. Right. Fucking air ambulance coming. And it were a big thing. It were on all fucking news and everything, this accident. And she saw helicopter come in and land in Queen's Park. And then they've like obviously fucking loaded somebody onto it to fuck them off to Northern General or something. Mm-hmm. And she's on phone to Lisa. And because Lisa had seen it online and seen somebody had been knocked over or something like that. And she's like, well, I know chances are slim, but my mum does walk down that road. So she's rang her and gone, are you all right? It's not you, is it? She's gone, no, it's not me. She went, we did see an air ambulance come in though and land. And then we watched it and then we watched it take off as well. And it must have been an emergency because it had its red lights on.
Oh, we're all right.
Fucking hell.
Cos helicopter.
Cos helicopter, but she said it must have been an emergency because it had its red,
red
lights
on.
Killed that, you pair of dickheads.
Did I tell you about my mate?
No, cut that out now, you fucking knobheads.
Did I tell you about my mate? Went to school with this lad.
What mate?
I have got mates. Anyway, I went to school with this lad.
Don't believe you.
I don't think that's
just
true.
Just listen.
Yeah.
I went to school with this lad who was a massive, the biggest fan of tractors that you could ever imagine.
Here we go. I know it. Go on.
Is this a
It's like from fucking 80s.
I don't know it.
You'll have heard it.
And everything he did, walls plastered with pictures of tractors and that. And yeah. he says, when I grow up, I want to be a tractor driver. So he did. He grew up. Probably about 10 years ago now, he started working on a farm driving a tractor. Got his son in a bit of an accident, didn't he? Lost both of his fucking arms. Couldn't drive tractors again. Devastated. Couldn't fucking believe it. Went round to his mate's house a few weeks later. His mate's cooking in kitchen. Sets fire to the fucking kitchen. Can't see anything with smoke. Dave, the guy who loved tractors, goes and stands in kitchen. No more fucking smoke. What's all that about?
Why is that, Matt?
Well, Dave is an ex-tractor fan.
Fucking fire.
It's a long way.
Look at joy in his
face.
Happy
about it,
look
isn't
at joy in his face.
A long-winded way.
It wasn't even a joke. It was just a genuinely funny thing. No. She genuinely fucking stood there and said to Lisa on the phone.
Makes it funnier.
I couldn't believe it when she told
Dave,
me.
About Dave, though?
Yeah, yeah. An extractor fan.
Extractor fan.
Do you reckon he sucks it in one hole and out of other?
He used to...
The marriage just disappears.
Some guy who used to love tractors.
Oh, it's a bit of harmless fun, isn't it?
Used to like
Flidamide.
Yeah, so it's funny. It's funny, isn't it?
Flid's a funny
one. But do you know who used to like tractors? Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
Do you know Dave?
Yeah, but it weren't as drawn out as that.
Hello, Dave.
Yeah, you've got to get to it, though, haven't you?
Yeah.
Don't you can't just say...
You can't... We can rewind to a fucking cat joke if you want.
You can't just say...
ask me how.
You can't just say, I had a mate who lost his arms, he liked tractors, he went and stood in a room full of smoke, there were no smoke, he's an ex-tractor fan.
It's this smoky bit that weren't as part of it. It was like, oh, I used to really like tractors when I was a kid. I'm an ex-tractor fan.
Ex-tractor fan.
Yeah,
but that done. You've got to get some kind of smoke in
there.
It's
a double entendre.
You've got to get some kind of smoke in there so he gets rid of smoke like an extractor
Otherwise,
fan.
Otherwise, why would you be saying extractor fan?
Because he's just an extractor fan.
Yeah, but that'd be extractor fan, not extractor fan.
Which is the joke.
It's no, the joke that is. Yeah, mine is. Better, weren't it, Josh?
Yours were better, yeah.
Yes.
Not really.
I thought yours were a funny joke as well.
Don't weren't a joke. Well, mine were genuine. Mine were genuine. It weren't even a joke.
I thought your story were great,
Josh. Mine weren't even a joke.
You know what red lights spell?
Danger.
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 Red lights.
I wonder if that's why helicopters have them on.
Yeah, helicopter fan.
Fucking
I think it's just because the helicopters and the flies, so they have to have a red
Although
light.
Although that'd get rid of smoke as well.
Yeah.
It would just
even without the lights.
It'd just disperse it all out.
If it's outside.
Yeah, but wouldn't it zoof up like that?
Zoosh up like that or zooms down like that.
We don't want it coming down. That's where all people are.
It'd come down, wouldn't it, if they're taking off.
Can't say down.
You can't say down,
can we?
No. Bless them.
Isn't it? Fucking hell.
Well, we
can't believe you made me sound like a dickhead.
I thought it was a genuine
fucking story.
Everybody will be laughing their ass off at that, Josh.
Fucking good joke.
Regardless
I'll
of
I'll write it. I'll tell Kerry when I go in. I'll write it down.
I'll tell Laura.
It weren't a fucking joke.
I'm going to phone Laura on my home and tell
her. Ring her now and tell her.
I will. Not right now.
Did it have a red light? Like, for example, that you'd get under a Grace Mate poppy. Because if you want to get you send some poppies for your trucks
for a green
that
light.
Have got flashing red lights flashing and what have you.
Can I have any colour?
Have you put your setting on flashing?
I did.
It's very distracting.
I had it on blue lights and flashing.
Everyone were pulling over.
This is going to get me locked up.
You must have known you were in an emergency.
Seamless, that.
But yeah, get you sent on Pucker Ledgers, isn't it?
You know.
15% off JTA Pod.
15% off.
Yeah, 15.
Fuck yeah, that is a lot.
Not 5.
No,
five.
Not 5, not 10, 15.
15, those together. Quick maths.
Quick maths. 1 + 2 = 3, -4 = 7.
No, that's not
that's maths, wrong.
Is it? That's shit maths.
That's wrong, that.
2 + 2 = 4, -1 = 3, quick maths.
Yeah, that works out.
Isn't it? Jess is finishing school this year. And we've been applying for apprenticeships. And she wants to be an HEV mechanic.
Good lass.
And Hugvik mech.
Scania.
We've applied to Scania.
Talked to Jeff.
I spoke to Jeff, yeah. And he said he'd get me a name of somebody, but he hadn't done. Daff at Chesterfield were one that we applied to. But then I had to ring them up the other day and they said some shit that she's got to redo application.
She'll be busy there, though, wouldn't she?
She would be busy, but
busy
it's the easiest one for her to get to. until she's driving.
Oh, do play a fanfare. We've got truck of the year 2024.
Where's Scania? Is it at Atcliffe?
Yeah.
Well, there's Mercedes. Scania's
at Atcliffe, Volvo's Crossroads Rotherham, and DAF is at Chesterfield.
Electric Volvo won truck of the year for 2024.
Boo! Nice to drive them.
So dead, which dead smooth. Which where's she wanting to go? Any?
She wants to go to any of them. Yeah, no preference. But if she went to DAF, they send them to 2 weeks in Bristol at their own college.
Like. I'd just like scanning because of just what we, you know, what's happened to fucking Alex.
Alex, yeah, yeah. That's one I wanted to go to, but
mega look after him, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. I think Volvo would look after you. I'm sure I heard somewhere down the line that I think Volvo send you to factories in Sweden.
Or you're a horned hat. I've heard that.
But she wants to do that. I need to put an appeal out.
That's good.
Yeah,
need to put an appeal out. Time.
Anybody that's got a truck that's prom worthy, that can fucking fetch it up to take Jess to prom, because apparently a tractor's not good enough because it'll make her hair blow.
Make her hair blow.
Blow.
Well, she can sit inside it.
No, she can't because it's not on. We're an older tractor. Ride on tractor. Set not on a knee.
Hey, we know like someone with a good looking truck.
We know people with good looking trucks.
Do we?
Yeah.
Well, if they want to get in touch, they can do. If they want to help us out, I can give you a date.
Get in touch if you've got a good looking truck.
Could use ashes with nonce on front.
No, if anybody's got a good looking truck that's willing to do a prom run, give me a shout.
He will suck you off.
That black Scania.
that would have been nice. Thought of that, yeah.
Just going
hang around in Ellerby truck stop for a bit.
Might go and speak to the land recovery guy with that fucking brand spanking T cab.
That Chappers.
A long way for him, though.
I didn't think Chappers, but he's probably not going to want to do that. He's not going to week, isn't
he? He would.
He maybe would.
Fucking tattooed his body. I'm sure he'd come over to like say hello to Jess.
Yeah.
She'd get him right angry. Oh, my hair's a mess. And Chappers is like, it's all right, Jess. Just calm down.
Chill out. You're going to have a lovely time.
Have a right lovely day. What time did you start this morning?
Why? What time did you start
what
this
morning?
What
time did you start?
Yeah.
The world were ending, and I just thought, I'm going to have a bag of these crisps and a non-alcoholic beer, and I'll be fine.
It's all right.
Finish this tattoo on my knee.
Love Chappers, he's great, isn't he?
Lovely bloke.
President, I think.
I think he should move over here and have Ash's job.
Yeah, fuck Ash. Fuck no, Ash is gone, isn't it? It's Nigel.
No, I don't mean his job. I mean just like, pod job.
Work for us.
Mate, his pod job, yeah.
Work for us.
Work for us.
Yeah.
In this professional company.
Great pension.
Pay you in crisps.
Yeah. No, that's, we just say that off air. Pay him loads of money with a pension. What else do they get benefit wise?
401k.
Merchandise. Fucking hell. That came from nowhere. Merchandise. Free
so
merchandise.
There, yeah, get some t-shirt.
Fucking that were a tickle. That were
horrible,
awful.
It's horrible when you try not to cough, innit?
And then your face went weird. Like when you're trying to not laugh.
Yeah. I'm bad at that.
Have you ever been at a funeral and not tried like uncontrollable?
I laugh
giggle
at funerals.
Oh, I felt one once brewing. I didn't mean to. It's because they
this
were
a
like
joke?
An ugly. No, they were like an ugly crier inside of me.
Did
like
it have red lines?
No, didn't. Don't ask me how. No, none of that. She was just like looking across. She was like sniffling and that, and she was looking across. She was, you know, like it looked like somebody were preparing to sneeze.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember it now, and her face was all screwed up, and gob were like all and open. And I just you know, you just feel it here in your chest, and I'm like, oh, you can't do it. And I just had to like really shut my eyes and like held it in. Can't fucking burst out laughing
at your mum's funeral.
No, it wasn't.
Imagine if you're sat right on very front in fucking hysterics.
I wouldn't. Yeah. I would have got kicked out.
Yeah, kicking you out of your own mum's funeral.
Oh,
that'd have been bad, wouldn't it?
Have you got funeral music? Me and Seb were singing my funeral song.
No, I'm not having a funeral.
Sound of Silence.
I'm not.
You
having
are?
One. I'm not.
You are.
I'm not.
I want to go.
But I'm not having one.
But I want to go.
But I'm not having one.
Well, we'll make sure you do have one.
Hey, if what we were saying the other day, you're not going to be dead before me anyway.
You haven't got a say in it, really, because you'll be gone.
Well, I have.
We'll all just chip in and give you one.
Yeah. No, I might have a vacuum one on Rother Valley.
Oh. What, set you on fire?
You just end up at other sides, though, and set bushes on fire.
No, set me on fire.
It's only 30 metres to the side.
Set me on fire and I'll sink to the bottom. And then when you're in there in summer doing your fucking inflatable, I'll just be on bottom.
Grabbing his toes.
Hey, you're all right.
No, I said to Lisa, I don't want a funeral. I'm going to do one of them...
You know what?
What's it called?
Fucking spoil
pure,
spot.
Pure cremations.
Or they make you into a tree?
No, where they
diamond
just...
Diamond ring.
You literally just die, and then you go to pure cremations, get cremated, and then that just gets sent back to Lisa. There's no funeral and all that bollocks.
Yeah, but you don't actually get out in box. It's all just... You're dead and burnt.
Yeah.
That's not you.
The whole point of it is, I think it's a big waste of money.
It is a big
but
waste of money.
But it's a eulogy of your life.
I don't need one.
We need the story.
I don't need one.
What about the pictures of JTA pod up on projector? Yeah.
Josh once delved into the life of a podcaster.
You reckon it'd be on BBC?
It could do a story. A story of Josh's life. Like, you see it flashing up on screen. Shit car, stole racking, stole fuel, went to Seva, did a podcast.
They're lovely. Yeah.
Be nice, that.
I know.
This is your line.
We need to say bye to you properly.
Yeah, I'll be at yours anyway.
Yeah, I'll die first.
I'll be at your funeral.
100%.
I don't think I will.
Cocaine fueled. Skiing accident is how I want to go.
He goes skiing, snowboarding at Sheffield
once.
Fucking dry slope once. And now he's a fucking skier.
I think you're fine. I've been falls like down four
fucking,
times.
Falls down dry slope. Didn't even go Manchester one.
No, I went to Castleford. I didn't go to Sheffield. That were burned down before I got
oh,
to
it,
go on
yeah.
it. Oh, no, I did go on it once.
Never skied on real snow.
I have.
Where?
Indoor.
Yeah, it's not real though, is it?
Well, you touch it.
It's not fell from sky.
Yeah, but it's snow. It's still made of
just
water.
Fucking ice.
I reckon if I, you know, if you went to like...
It snows inside.
You know, if you went to one of these ski resorts or something and they've got like that chair that climbs to the top.
A chairlift?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon
ski
I'd
lift, chairlift.
Ski yeah. lift, yeah. I reckon I'd just sit on that and just go round.
Sit on it all day.
I won't fucking ski back down. Nah, fuck that. I'll just sit on ski lift. Sit on ski lift and then just...
Do you
go back to the bottom.
Head chewed up at top though. You don't have to get off before he gets to the top.
I don't think you get chewed up. What if somebody actually stayed on it?
No, but you've
fucked it, mate.
You've got to jump off it. Have you not seen them when they don't successfully jump off it and like the skis are caught in it and they're like just dangling all the way back down the hill?
Or that one that's going fucking skits.
Yeah,
that
one that's
going
mental.
Fucking levering everyone.
Fucking crazy, that, isn't it?
It's exciting.
Oh my god.
I think if I went on one of them, I'd just like to sit in cabinet bottom and just watch. Yeah. I'd just happily.
That's
just
what Laura would do. That's
yeah,
what the plan
there
was.
We're a nice coffee.
I'd probably have a ski down slope and think, fucking hell, that were hard work.
I'm knackered.
I'll get a ski back up, lift up to top and just watch every fucking hour.
It is. It's fucking mega hard work. And I imagine that if I did go, I'd go with this, that my brain of thinking, oh, this is going to be right good. Do it first day and then not be able
absolutely
to walk on
black
second
and blue
day.
Next day.
Yeah. Second day, like, oh, I can't move nowhere. And then that's rest
I
of
like
holiday.
I've seen that
then.
Video of that guy that's like a slalom skier and it whips him in dick balls. And he like goes, ah!
Screams.
Yeah,
that's funny.
I'm no good with any type of physical sports, mate.
Sport, yeah, physical action.
I'm playing rugby this afternoon.
I've been playing darts for the past couple of weekends, just messing about.
So you got physical. A darts elbow.
Fucking arm's killing.
Is it?
Yeah.
It looks bigger than the other one.
It fucking is.
It looks massive.
Fucking arm's fucking aching all over.
You'd be like Luke the Newt Littler before you know it.
I fucking won't. I'm terrible.
You've got wrist for it, though, haven't you? Wrist action.
A very limp one.
Hiya.
Yeah.
Get in there.
Yeah. Oh, you bastard. What were you going to say?
I don't know.
I butted in, didn't I?
It's all right. You can butt me in whenever you want.
No.
I've got rugby this afternoon.
Actual playing?
Actual playing, yeah.
Fuck that.
I'll give you 10 minutes.
Love a good fucking rubbing up with a load of blokes. I don't know.
Do you get yourself in the shower afterwards?
Yeah. Do you know?
Do you get your bits out?
Yeah. I'm not bothered.
Where are you going?
Bits of grass and...
Just playing at Apple.
Can anyone get in shower after, really?
Yeah, if you wanted to, just come in.
It's free for
what
all.
Time are you going?
Games at 2:15, so it'd be like 4 o'clock,
can't
shower
make it.
Time.
Can't make it.
But
I shall be there.
I like it when you go to... A lot of Leeds teams have baths. Remember off of olden days, it'd just be a big bath.
A bath.
Big tile bath.
Like a huge one where everybody gets in.
Sounds mucky to me.
Does so what you mucky. Do... Yeah, so what... No... If you're going to go to one of them places, what you tend to do is you'll all get in bath and then you'll all sit there and go, fucking hell, my body's killing. like, and all your scrapes are stinging and all your fucking joints are hurting. And then you'll sit in there and have a few cans and get all big bits of mud off, and then you'll get out and get in the shower and then get dressed and that. But they're really good.
Sounds a bit hom to me.
Get an early bath.
Yeah, get an early bath, yeah. It's always good when you want the first ones in as well, because then there's less piss in it.
We're going to Steelers tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See some throat slashing and that.
Yeah, they're going to... They've ran away with this season this year.
They've got got to have guards on now, haven't they? It's January. Got to have neck guards on.
What? That is
the rules.
They were choice before, weren't it?
Yeah, it's not NHL. But they gave till January before it was...
NHL's.
Nil.
What's it?
Law.
Where you've got to have it.
Policy. Mandatory.
Mandatory,
yeah. Got to have it now. But the thing is, though, it's like anything. Now they've got to have it, they'll get developed and changed into better and more comfortable, lightweight. Yeah. The fact that you don't need to have it, it would just, they're in, that's it.
Yeah.
So they will get better ones. Yeah. And in all honesty, I think I'd want one on anyway.
It'd just be, you could just have like a little flap, that carbon fibre that flaps down from your face guard. But the problem is, because hockey players are how they are, they don't wear full faces.
They know that that's what it is,
they're
going to
get
it?
A fucking
leathering
in face.
Yeah.
Then it's just going to have to be thinking something that velcros around your neck.
Yeah, I've not heard no else about that. I heard that kid got arrested and then he got bailed and then never heard another thing of it.
No.
Just disappeared, didn't it?
They've killed him off.
Yeah, they've probably sent him to Ireland with
Epstein's.
Maybe, yeah. It's just
Diana.
Dead island now, that, isn't it?
Diana and Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Just a load of floating ghosts like Hawkins and Michael Jackson ghosts and that just floating around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be like that attic in Big Mouth. Well, he's not even listening. Fucking looking now, is he?
I'd know. I watched a bit of Big Mouth,
did
but
you?
I didn't.
I love that new season. Have you seen the new one?
No.
So funny.
First two seasons were great. Yeah. And then third one were a bit meh. And then that human resources was shit.
Yeah, that was
shit. So then I haven't watched the most recent one.
No, it's still good. Just because of how good fucking Jay is, really.
Jay's very good, isn't he? Yeah.
Makes me laugh.
Yeah, oh my god, good. He's so funny.
It is funny. I like it.
I don't.
I like it. I love it, love it, love it.
I like it.
What you got on this afternoon?
Spoke about this last week, I think.
Did you?
So next week, what have I got on? Don't know.
No, how's your rat shooting going?
All right. Oh, someone's turning a computer on.
Somebody's open Windows 95.
It was supposed to be my joke, because I seen somebody say about what happened when, because she was said about this island.
Oh, yeah.
So about one of what when Stephen Hawkins died. And this one that was...
Fuck that up, didn't you?
Might not actually hear that. Cost noise gate.
But it played.
Mebs, yeah.
Boom.
What happened when Stephen Hawkins died?
Oh, let me. Oh shit! I know that started up. It's flipped onto the next one.
Fucking
rebooted.
Oh,
then.
Oh no! Hang on. Oh no! That's.
Hey, Dan. What happened?
It's flipped to wrong one.
All right.
Shit.
Why don't you just like press pause or something so we know? Hey, Dan. What happened when Stephen Hawkins died?
Fucking hell.
Still timing weren't great, were it?
No.
Anyway, don't ask me how.
Innit? What's the key
extractor fan.
What's key to a good joke?
Red lights.
No, timing.
The timing.
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 No, that's a different kind of timing.
That's time. That's Ming Lee.
Myang Lee.
Yeah, she's nice though.
What was that off?
Myang Lee.
Brainiac.
Street Fighter.
No.
That's Chun Li.
All the same.
One of them died. Didn't one of them die over there?
References racism.
I missed it.
They're all same.
Exactly.
That's what he said.
Down.
This is entrapment.
Calm down.
I'm calling my solicitor. That's entrapment.
Let's just put this down and stop messing around.
You can't say that.
Stop
oh my god.
Flitterbide.
Someone shout out a no word.
Hey, yeah. What are you doing now? Are you getting a Patreon list or something?
I am, yeah.
Good fucking boy.
It's just up now.
It's like we know what we're
Hello
doing.
Hello there. Have you got it on correct list?
Yeah, you're not reading out people that have bailed on us.
It's just changed onto two pages. I'm like, well, we can't be doing that.
Oh my God.
I'm like, Wobblegum.
For anybody that doesn't know, if you want to get on Patreon, that allows you access to our Discord.
Oh, I'm thirsty.
Which is rep funny.
It is. It's basically, if you don't know what Discord is, it's just a forum where we all go on and chat and share daft pictures and videos, and some grim pictures and videos, some funny pictures and videos, and some smoking hot pictures and videos.
Yeah. That deep throaty one were a bit...
The noise fucking did me, that.
Deep throat and deep ass.
That were awful. Yeah, that deep ass one where it's poking out a belly.
Yeah.
That's not so, for me, that.
That's just like when I...
When you do it anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah, you have to be a Patreon to get on
you
the Discord.
You do have to be a Patreon. And it's only, £5 to get on Discord. It's a cup of coffee a month, isn't it?
Yeah.
It also gives you access to extra content and gives you entry into the monthly draw.
Uh-huh.
And for the £10 one, you get two entries into monthly draw.
Uh-huh.
It gives you a discount from our merch.
Oh, it does, yeah.
It gives you opportunities to go on quiz with us and others.
That's my shit.
We also started using CB app. That's really good. Everybody's on that. That's open to anybody. You don't have to be on Discord or Patreon for that.
Yeah, freebies.
But a lot of Discord stuff does tend to get...
It does get mentioned.
Cross-shared.
Yeah, it does.
I agree.
But that's free for anybody to get on.
Where's Boardcard?
When you're on CB app, just search JTA group and it'll come up. Not JTA group, search JTA in the group section.
Yeah.
And you'll find us.
I just wondered where it went, because I'm like, oh, it should be there.
I forgot to put notice board up today, boys, but it's here.
It's
We didn't need it.
It's anyway, WhatsApp anyway. Number is...
Oh, I won't bother with that.
Somebody asked the other day to send something. Oh, that's just reminded me.
That's code for Manscaped.
That's just reminded me. I had a story for that. I had a story come through on my WhatsApp.
JTA pod.
About WhatsApp.
Oh, but yeah, it were a story that came through, and I will find it now.
Was it funny as fuck? Did it start with like a maiming or something?
I can't even remember what it were, so we're just going to have to play it and then discuss it after, because I can't remember what it were.
They're saving it or doing it now?
No, may as well fucking... No, you do that while I look for it.
Right. Luke Chapman, Wobblegob, Chris Ragg, Jamie Felwell, Miller, Ian Croucher, and Andakos Keegs, Liam Atkinson, Bruce... Ian Halliwell, Ben Abrams, Dan Chandler, Tom Oyland, Petey Wilson, Kerry Oxlade, Lazar, Kurt Mayle, Kieran Ains, Matt Frosdick, Seamus, Matt Ehrman, Rob Sindel, Byron Lockwood, Christopher Senior, Mr. Rob, Spike, Leggy, Ashley Crowan, Aiden, Tim Hampson, Sue, Dan Tweedale, Harry Woodward, Paul Longstaff, Liam Springy Spring, Dave Sheldon, Mickey Isles, Dev Chamberlain, Tony Bridgen, Addy Bigney, Ashley Edwards, and Andy McClellan.
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 I'm murdering that, aren't I?
I don't know. He might be a nice lad.
McClellan. McClellan. clearly a good, proper Scottish name.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's active.
So if you want your name reading out... Hey,
join in. Quids of quids are on there.
Join in Patreon, yeah. So there's three tiers, like Josh said. First tier, quids of quid, you get fuck all. Second tier, you get 10% off in shop.
Found it.
Third tier, you get 20% in shop, and you get entered into fucking draw.
Yeah, he said that. Go.
This was from Jamie Thelwell. Jamie Thelwell. I can't remember what it were about.
Shit.
So it might have been about shit. So I'll play it on here, and then we'll discuss after. Let me turn my volume up on my phone.
Are you
going to
play
it?
I've only got 5 minutes left.
Let me turn my volume up on my phone. Fucking hell.
Kids got footy.
Here we go.
So as requested off of the Discord, offer your comment off of last week's pod, about you getting caught short and having to be one with nature, shall we say. I worked for a tipper company and we was running Type 1 into Whitby. And we were stopping on Redcar Seafront. And anyway, later on that night, part there, like, oh God, I really need toilet, like, really neat toilet, and the closest toilet were like a good 20 minute 30 minute walk away, so I was like, no. Anyway, obviously on an eight-wheeler, so I climbed it back. And, yeah, we walked at front. Well, like, climbed over all stones at front. Thought, yeah, this is a better place than any. Put sheet over light for a bit of privacy. Did me business. Not thinking that when you tip up, all product goes from back to front. Anyway, went to where I was tipping at Whitby. Went and tipped up. It wasn't until I pulled away that I realised that said product went back to front. As I pulled away, there was a dirty grey shit and a load of toilet paper on top of this pile. On top of this pile. And, yeah. That's one of my worst caught short stories.
So we delivered a shit.
Like a giant litter box.
Fucking great.
So in my mind's eye, it's tipping it up. And then obviously it's all sliding out from underneath.
Yeah.
It's obviously going to slide out.
Back to front into
at the bottom first.
Stuff on top. Stuff at Ed Boardway.
He's going to come out
last, end up on the
it?
Top.
Yeah.
And he's forgot that and should have done a shit at back and not at front.
Throwed it up front.
Yeah, that's dead funny that.
Or just buried it with a few stones.
I get caught short all the fucking time.
Yeah,
while pooing and that. I mean, I've never done it in my trailer.
No.
Oh, no, ours are open. That won't work.
It won't work on our
trailer,
would it?
When we're talking about people with little toilets in the truck and that.
Yeah, like
buckets
a little...
and that.
Oh,
yeah.
Not portal for me.
No,
not
I'd rather jump out and do it in nature.
Yeah.
I get my little little pick out of my trailer, don't I, and dig a little hole.
Yeah, like climbing
pick. You can get them little like shovels that you carry in a
backsack. And crack.
Yeah, backsack and crack. Them little ones, like foldable ones that you can just dig a little hole.
Yeah, just take
a trowel. Digging an hole.
Better than a front sack.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Or a side sack.
Yeah.
Ooh, sad sack.
There's no worse than getting caught needing a poo.
No.
There probably is.
Yeah, well, yeah, like getting your balls cut off or something. Yeah. That is definitely worse.
Putting barbed wire down your tail.
And pulling it.
Yeah, I've seen them people that put, like, drills down the tail.
I have not seen those people. No.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there was someone on Discord that got
there
shared
someone
like that.
Someone got spoke about.
Drill straight down Jap's eye.
And party. Come on.
If anybody else has got any more short stories that they want
to
share with us, don't have to be shit stories. It can
be
any sort of story.
Poo related, yeah.
Voice notes are all just send us a message and send us one because that WhatsApp thing fell on its ass. So just send us one.
Send us a message.
And we can get it on here, yeah. You better off sending it, Dan, because he remembers. I tend to forget stuff. Like
sometimes
that.
Sometimes he don't remember. Yeah. If you send them to me, I remember.
Yeah, Matt remembers. I don't.
I get fucking hundreds of messages every week now.
Oh, fucking here he is.
Oh, Billy Big Balls.
No, not me personally. The pod gets fucking... Yeah. But I get to deal with hundreds.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd say at least 100. I'd say about 20 of them as invitations to watch some porn.
Oh,
and then the rest of...
Is that Liam?
genuine.
Liam sending you stuff.
Tell you who needs to fuck off of his Facebook page. Bastard Simon Cowell's picture all the time.
Why are you doing that to him?
It's fucking clickbait, isn't it?
Weird, isn't it?
They after some sort of, like, charity thing.
Weird.
No, it's Game just bullshit.
Poor Simon Cowell can't afford proper
care.
It's not real, is it?
It's not real.
Bullshit.
A bullshit.
It's always an Asian style name as well.
Yeah,
that posts
Jing Mai.
It. Yeah, Jing Mai, Mai
Tong Zhou,
Tai Hon, Mal Tal,
Asian Dave,
Mal Tal,
just
Taj Mahal.
Mahal.
My uncle was there the other day.
Who?
Taj Mahal.
What, India? Your
uncle's called Taj Mahal.
No, we were there the other day.
My auntie's in India.
Did she?
I spoke about this.
She seen your uncle.
Was listening. They've gone to Delhi.
Does she know John Smith?
They've gone to Goa.
My uncle's travelling.
Oh.
I think he's been to Goa.
I had Goa once. It were awful.
That's gout.
Oh, no.
Fucking hell.
They've
gone to Goa for 4 weeks.
Like fucking...
And she got deli belly.
How did you go for 4 weeks?
Walking down the street, she did a risky fart and shit, and it was all running down her fucking legs. And mates had to go into the shop, buy water, and wash her off in the street.
Nice. They'd be used to it over there,
won't they? That's what I thought.
They all do it, don't
they? Oh my God! Are we rapping?
Yeah, sure.
Are we rapping?
Yo.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Here's a story. Oh, we started on.
I went Coolio, you went Will Smith.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realise there's nothing left.
Because I've been pressing, left it so long that
even my mama thinks that my mind is gone and I would never.
You know this.
So, yeah, it's like being here. I'm just witnessing.
Joining in.
I'm just witnessing.
Greatness.
Yeah, yeah.
Coolio's dead, innit? That's upsetting.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
You do now.
You were in Pearl Harbor, weren't you?
That was a long time ago.
Oh, we're LL Cool J.
Were you in Pearl Harbor?
LL Cool J, were you?
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
It weren't with that chef. That chef were real. Based on a real guy.
No, that's Deep Blue Sea.
No.
But an LL Cool J
the
chef.
South Park.
LL Cool J the chef.
Suck on my chocolate, salty bone.
Pearl Harbor, weren't it?
LL Cool J the chef in Deep Blue Sea with the sharks.
No, not with the sharks. No. When he gets on that gun and goes fucking... Oh, hang on, I might be mixing films up here.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Well, see there.
Fucking heckers.
Ginger Midget I sent you over there. He thinks she looks like a kid.
Yeah, because she's midget.
Yeah, I know, but that's like my kid, thing. Though. That's my worry.
What do you mean? I thought you'd be into it.
I know, but it's only because I made a joke once about midget shagging.